Christian assassination. The recent comments of American religious leader Reverend Pat Robertson, which suggested the assassination of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, has ignited a firestorm around the globe as people express shock that a modern-day religious leader would so openly call for the killing of another. Robertson tried to justify the call by appealing to good old Yankee greed. It's cheaper than a war, he argued. And there it is, economics. The real reasons behind Robertson's and the American political elite's antipathy towards Chavez is purely economic. Furthermore, what Reverend Robertson said openly has most assuredly been discussed clandestinely in the highest levels of U.S. intelligence. That's because Venezuela is flush with oil, and it wants to use this resource and the wealth that flows from it for the benefit of Venezuelans and others in the region. That, to an empire that looks at the whole world as its oyster, is intolerable. What the Reverend Pat Robertson is voicing isn't the spiritual message of a church, nor the humanistic message of Jesus Christ. His is the political and economic message of a class, of an empire, and of a white nationalism that has always looked at nations to the Latin South as lesser breeds. There are brown people and black people who are there to serve the whims and wants of their betters, the Norte Americanos. Nor should we look at this as the doddering rambles of an old man. Robertson is a powerful political, cultural, and religious figure who has the ear of millions, including those in the military, the Congress, and the White House. Perhaps his message was more for them than for others. Latin American history is nothing if not the red record of CIA assassinations of presidents, trade unionists, students, and others. When the U.S. got tired of its ally in the Dominican Republic, Rafael Trujillo, it assassinated him in May 1961. By September 11, 1973, U.S. money paid for the coup, which led to the death of Chile's populist president, Salvador Allende, and the rise and rule of General Augusto Pinochet, who plunged the nation into decades of darkness and death. The CIA founded and funded a terrorist army, the so-called Contras, which sent Nicaragua into a spiral of blood and loss. Although likened to the founding fathers by Ronald Reagan, to the people of Nicaragua, they were simply foreign-paid rapists, torturers, and mass murderers. They were also led by and composed of leading members of the notorious National Guard under the ousted dictator Anastasio Somoza. In Clara Nieto's book, Masters of War, Latin America and U.S. Aggression, published in 2003 by Seven Stories, she writes that the Contras had its own courts, its own prisons, its own torture chambers, and clandestine cemeteries where it buried those it executed. Other corpses were thrown in the river or buried inside Nicaragua so as to leave no traces. Women prisoners were raped daily. Such a display of brutality terrorized even the Contras, she writes. Well has it been said by former U.S. President Lyndon Johnson, we've been running a damn branch of Murder Incorporated. Despite Robertson's claims that he opposes President Hugo Chavez because he is a dictator who is bringing instability to the region, the U.S. has rather comfortably supported dictators on at least three continents for generations. Those dictators, like Mobutu in Zaire, like Trujillo in the Dominican Republic, like the Duvaliers in Haiti, like Marcos in the Philippines, like Noriega in Panama, and like, yeah, Saddam Hussein in Iraq, were all U.S. friends and favored allies until a few of them got too big for their britches and tried to act with independence. That, in American eyes, is Chavez's offense. And for that, the priests of empire preach death. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.